Welcome back to Charger Field on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Pleased to be joined by head coach of the Chargers, Chip Filler. We know you like to score early, often, especially after turnovers, but the intensity you guys brought out of the gate just set the tone in this game early.
Yeah, well, there wasn't really much for me to say. I told Jeff and I told Logan, like, you guys are going to have to handle this one because, I mean, what am I going to tell you that you don't already know? It's going to be inside of you. It's going to be internal. And they said, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. And they took care of it right off the get-go. Great game by Christian Williams to kind of set the tone a little bit, kind of got our energy level up. And, you know, we always pull for that kid, and now he's starting to make some plays. So I think that really, really helped everything for us.
You'd say it every night, but Logan Lee, obviously his presence makes so many things happen and some of the maybe unspoken things he does on the field. But tonight, called his number a little bit more, and he was able to make some big catches at big times early.
Yeah, I mean, we were going to try to dial him up. I mean, we're always trying to get him the ball. Some people are going to do a better job on him than others, and, you know, we got to scheme it up a little bit. But he did a great job of getting himself open, Dawson finding him, and us doing the things that we need to do.
The carryover from the momentum you could feel in the crowd from the sophomore game to the varsity game, and you have Brady Mascari coming out, the sophomore, some huge plays. Kobe Living making some big plays. Who says Orion doesn't have youth? We joked in the booth. Those guys stepped up big tonight as well.
Yeah, we challenged them at halftime. We said, we want you to seize the opportunity. You're going to get on the field. So that's what we were doing, trying to evaluate some of our younger talent.
Holding Sherrard to 76 yards of offense in the first half. But even though you brought young players on the field in the second half, that defense continued to dominate.
Yeah, you know, we're hanging our hat on our defense. And the four turnovers, we challenged them on the turnovers. They got those. They did a great job there. You know, and then the yardage, they're going to shut people down.
We talk about discipline all the time. And teams can put up big points. They can put up some impressive defensive numbers. But it's the discipline, the willingness to show leadership that turns contenders into champs. And we saw that tonight when younger guys got on the field. They made an impact. Really go back to senior leadership again. You talk about that group of 12 and the week of practice leading in being so strong. Is it really about that group?
Yeah, it starts with that group. It's not all about it. It starts with that group, though. They do a great job of making sure that they're focused. They've invested a lot of time in this program. For that 12, 11 of them, this is what they do. This is their life. So when they are that dedicated, it just brings everybody with you. What I'm really seeing and what I'm really proud of is this program, the young guys, you can see the growth even in 2 weeks about how well, I mean, they have to practice against one of the best teams in the state, these sophomores do, and they're so improving week in and week out. They're buying in, you know, the lift and everything that we do. I mean, it's really going in the right direction. Again, it's week two. You know, we got a long ways to go, but, I mean, we're heading in the right direction.
That Sherrard offense, yes, they like to spread things out and do things differently than in years past. They had some luck early with the quarterback keeper. That went forward for about two first downs in the first three attempts, and then after that you saw Kay Jackson and Gage Easton step up and shut that gap.
I think it's just them just figuring out how they're getting blocked, and it's something they haven't seen. You know, testing the water. Once they figure out what they need to do and the guy across from them, they're ready to go. Gage Easton had probably the best week of practice he's ever had in his career, and it just showed tonight, I thought. Christian was the same thing, you know, with the competition, you know, coming up with two big interceptions, the pick six, and then getting on that counter and taking that nice run there late in the fourth quarter. I was really, really pleased with him. Those guys come along. We know what we have with Logan and Chad and Jeffrey and Seth and Dawson and Austin and Cade and those guys. But now Gage is playing really well, and now Christian's playing really well. And now some of our juniors saw Ryan come in, do some great things at defensive back and playing quarterback. Kobe Schultz had another solid game as a sophomore. It's just a total team effort. We're really proud of them.
One more name to throw in that mix, Brady Mascari with the two scores tonight. Folks might not know too much about that sophomore.
Yeah, Brady, we're trying to fill it in a little bit. We're trying to just get some of these guys some reps and get Seth out of the game and try to find some other running backs where we're not getting banged up. And, you know, he sees the opportunity, like, hey, buddy, can you play fullback? He said, yeah. And he said, you know, I'm going to give you the rock. All right, I'm going to do the best I can with it. And he really did seize the opportunity. I mean, that's all it is. I mean, life gives you opportunities. It's what you make with them. He made the most of this one, so we're super proud of him.
Next week, a different test on the road at Newman. Obviously, you're just celebrating this win coming off the field, but any quick thought of what might be in store next week on the road at one of the best teams in the state?
Well, you know, I mean, we're here. You know, week three, I mean, and Michael say the same thing. It's week three. Whatever happens, happens. We know probably a good chance this is not the last time we're going to see Newman. And I'm sure it's going to be like a heavyweight fight. We're going to feel each other out the first couple of rounds, and then we're going to get after it. You know, make no mistake, we're going to win the game. Yeah, I'm not going to hold anything back. They're not going to hold anything back. It's going to be a heavyweight fight. And I will say this about our kids. with that being said, and everybody wants to talk about us and Newman, and that's going to be the game of the week or game of the year or whatever, not one word was said about Sterling Newman all this week. And it could have been very easily said, considering, you know, we had a team coming in that we dominate. And I didn't hear the word Newman until our cheerleading coach mentioned it to me last night at dinner, and I told her to be quiet. I'm not talking about them. And that was from the outside. And our kids held that too accountable. I was super proud of that. I mean, not even a word. I don't think they even said it until they erupted here in the end zone.
Chip Filler joining us on WRMJ at WRMJ.com. Coach, we'll catch you next week. It'll be a playoff-type atmosphere on a Saturday night.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We'll see you then.
Back with more coming up on WRMJ.